Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Didgerad, as well as Sam Manning. Didgerad, the French artist, singer, songwriter. Many different activities going on in this this man's life. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. Didgerad, the art exhibit that is going to be opening this evening at the Enterprise Center in Ruston, West Coast Feeling, your latest collection. Let's go back a little bit because you've had quite a varied past with the music history and also now branching off into art artwork and some great some paintings and the exhibit that's going to be opening this evening. First, tell us, when did you begin to have an appreciation and the talent for being an artist?
Well, I start for the painting, for example, at a very, very young age, but I guess like all the kids, you know, just start drawing and... And I never stopped. So, at the end of the 90s, boys band music experience arrived in my life. So it was exciting, a huge success in Europe. And yes, so it was just crazy
just
life.
Something that just started out that way. And for those who may not know, from Normandy, France, correct?
Yes, I born in Normandy, and my dad is come from Martinique, West Indies. So I grew up between Normandy and West Indies. It was a kind of interesting life in the warm and the cold.
It is. How would you describe your paintings now that you've kind of been venturing off into artwork?
Well, I always use, I guess, the same characters, bird and horses, but the difference is each time I'm painting, I'm staying in a part of the world. So like this one, for example, I stay in California, and the previous one was in Africa and Spain, and each time the light is different, the part of the world you're staying. So that have a direct influence on my painting. And yes, so I guess just I love spending time and just looking the sunset and the sunrise, and using that to make my painting.
Some brilliant colors in your paintings that are going to be on display at Louisiana Tech, the Enterprise Center in Ruston. Does a scene or a setting or does an emotion lend itself to inspiring you to create a painting?
You know. Emotion is the main material, by the way, for all the artists. So when you have a good moon, bad moon, you know, you have to deal with that. And sometimes when I'm in my way for doing a painting, I'm arriving in a point, I say, oh, should I continue or destroy this one? But in fact, the only this moment is an inspiration at some point. So I have to fight with myself and dealing with that. And at the end of the process, I'm discovering my painting because I never know when I start a painting what I'm going to do and what I want to do is just day after day or month after month, depend of the pieces, what they're going to be, you know?
Right. You spend time between France, Los Angeles, and Lafayette.
I mean, not really Lafayette, in Rennes, which is a small town and 10 miles.
Okay, yeah.
Lafayette. Yes, because my mom is a French teacher and living in Rennes. So for now, almost 9 years. So for me, it's natural to come every year and staying in this quiet part of the world. And I love that. And as I told you earlier, it's a good mix between the Creole and French and U.S., but everything is mixed in good harmony in this part of the world.
Right. So mystery solved from France and Los Angeles to Lafayette. And it's amazing, you know, so many people that, you know, whether it be singer-songwriters or artists, that it's amazing that our state, the connections that are made there, that
yes,
folks are able
rich.
To branch out and are known by that. What stands out, speaking of Louisiana, what stands out about the bayou settings? Because some of your work, I understand, is based on, you know, the bayous and what you see here.
Yes, as we mentioned, it's the wildlife, and you have to find, because sometimes you don't really have the choice, a good harmony with that, because as you said, it could be dangerous sometimes, but in the same time, it's extremely beautiful, and you just realize that being a human is just being a another part of this wild nature. And just, you don't have to be pretentious. You don't have to be extremely confident. You just have to look around yourself and find this good balance if you want to survive.
Right.
So it's just respect of the nature. And so staying there, that's give me a lot of, how can I say that, base for build my emotion.
Right. Speaking with Dejerald and Sam Manning, Dejerald, his exhibit entitled West Coast Feeling will be on display in the opening happening this evening at 6 o'clock at the Enterprise Center. Sam, y'all are also kind of venturing off with a road trip from California and kind of, I guess, creating a video along the way, documenting your trip. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the documentary part of it, Dejerald always makes a documentary on the creation of his current art collection.
Mm-hmm.
So we're keeping form with that. And we thought, you know, it would be an adventure and a filming opportunity to drive from Los Angeles to Louisiana for the show. And it's an adventure. I've done it a few times. It was a first for him. Maybe not as exciting on the freeway as venturing off into the little towns, but it's a good filming opportunity that's going to be added to this documentary that we're working on.
So possibly, Dejerald, we could see a painting based on a scene in North Louisiana, perhaps?
Yes. And, you know, and extremely seriously, I think that the next collection, I will stay there. I mean, I will stay in Louisiana for much more long time than I stay usually, and create a new collection here, because it's home for me.
Definitely looking forward to the opening this evening at the Enterprise Center in Ruston. Sam, how can someone find out more about Dejerald and the paintings? And
The best way is his website, which is dgeyrald.com or .fr, whichever you prefer. And his music, his art, some of the documentaries are all on the website.
All right. Dejerald, Sam, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting.
Looking forward to the opening this evening. You can hear this and other Lanyap podcast by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.